materially bound here are the sacred actions, concerning the ethereal activities that which define the ether's organization. There were ethereal souls who were creating preparations for spirit war. They as magic wielders were aligned into groupings of kingdoms. As forces ready for battle, they perceived only their own ethereal kingdoms as ethereal entities to serve each one's purpose brought forth into reality to continually develop itself. Earth jungles labor a shelter for animal mothers, fed by rivers, perpetuated by ethereal entities. Engineering, the bright demons labor over the commencement following creation, continually ordering together Earth's spiritual forests and animals, whose ethereal purpose from the beginning creation has been working throughout details of the ethereal entity's purpose. The greater bright demon leaders were embodiments of their own throne. Nature's emotions of the ancestors, the ancestor being named Lahongput, who organized itself as actions which derive from the thoughts of the earth spirits creatures. That whose body transforms, shaped by its heart's relations. Another being, the bright demon kisser, clothed in the stars, cosmic ethereal units of space whose actions define the parameters of the jungles of earth, as being family members of the ether group, made into material forms of the ancestors of the ether families. Another as the prince whose actions are the apex of the spirit being's domains units, whose ethereal activities teach all crafting materials from earth's ethereal resources. The prince who wears materials of ether, of ancestor spiritual power from the beginning of creation. The prince who emanates powerful spiritual forces from his own body, the bright demon Nudimud. Nudimud's magic is an activity of the ancestor spirits, a power craft of the forefathers. Magic entity creation. As well those there were perpetuating the forefathers' emotions, separated into groups wanting to lead and rule the above, all that is visible, all that could ever be visible to see. Creating activities as limbs of their ethereal party, activities under the deep ether of the heavens' ethereal horizon. Apilan, whose commencement is of descent into death, to kill the heart of the home of the opposing ethereal entities. The mouth who speaks, to attack the heart of the entities, and brings in the bright demon ethereal ancestors, the entity, life's mother who birthed creation's beginnings, descended a sound that rumbled, over anger materializing. Emotions being screamed to cause group actions, to end mouth clashed teeth loudly, animal-like, leading the path for an advanced lesson to be taught. Teaching plant pathways to Abzu, over following the root of the related ethereal entity's kingdom, the entity Gamat's ethereal entities lived and shaped children, born beneath all that is visible by the ethereal entity's kingdom. Babylonian Creation Witness Tablet, Author Unknown. The Megas Arcanum. Tenebri Lux Solis. Do not fear, for fear is the cloak of he who dwells within the gloom. For knowest fear is scattered order, chaos of shattered pieces, retreating from one's mind, lest to be put together. For knowest though, thine pieces mayst be placed together in an ordered fashion. Have no fear, as it is merely a veil to hide the truth. Be rather, full of terror lest feelings of fear. Fear has yet to begin, as hidden, though thine terror is full in bloom, present and well aware. For the beings of shadow, living entities of terror. Terror wrapped with flesh of malice, spite, anger, hatred, and all manners of darkness. Be ye not afraid, for fear be merely the coat of mirrors of terror's form. Beyond the coat of mirrors, lies the cloak of light. Pure light, kin to the inside light. A cloak of light veils the darkness. The light that blinds. All freedoms come with order, all order is that which defines passions, passions which indicate chosen pathways of freedoms. Be ye light or dark, bound or free, all is ordered. Therefore all is light. Be not afraid of the dark, for thine is a being of order, in all things lie order, in order there is light, even in deepest of shadows inly light, in light there is order, in order there is you. Know thee this, light shines fiercest when being perceived. I, an arcane sorcerer, reserved of flesh for a time and date, speak. Doorways are unto me, where footsteps are unto you. I invoke, for a shade, darkness but not a night. A shadow not to hide, but to bring out internal light. Know thee not I mention you, a man who list, though you move forward, you list me not. Hearken to this call, lay head to the origination. Test not fear, for soon the will of fear shall come if not. I give all time as is relative, for know the relativity of time is all that I seek. Peering into ethereal planes, at the center in the heart of the flame, the unceased white mountains far away and bright. To find me, saber of light, nearest to the founded be, the circuit of all, as my jungle to dwell within. Gazing upwards on arrival ye shall see, celestial plains on high, fear not for I have placed nearby a host for thee. In between the standing lines that be, he Ekrith, friendly is his purpose to halter thee not to flee. Speak with him, for knowest though, I hearst much and will pertain it all. Deep be the sound I listen, kindness be the refraction I live through in. He is but an image, a mirage of all sorts. The illusion placed for thee is but in my stripes, for a tiger I very well be. For my body is large and powerful, extending beyond all directions of sight. Brightest to blind ever be, the center heart of my light. For only the territory of the throne kingdom large enough be, to claim hold unto me. A leash not of spite, but of might I wear on me. Symbol of love, logo of order, cycle of freedom. For a collar is a circuit of freedom surrounding me, glory unto all those who be nearest even me. When ye ask with me know this, as I stand it is potent and scary. Kinetic effects ripple and the weak must cover their ears. I am gentle and friendly, but might of the light is my third body that be. To spread love, order, and freedoms of the highest love, freedom, and order that be. Go then I must, with a smile and a wing. For anywhere I may lie my head, hope from freedom's loving order will endure. Justice I hold in my hands. Forces and boundaries be as my ever-enduring plans. Serest I this, unto thee I may know of test hard by the end of the day. As all who still live must feed, I too dwell and replenish, though my meals are of the light. Them whoso crosses me must most all is light, therefore all is my food. Before leaving I may take with me bodies of profane, so I may harvest the light to reintroduce life into the cycle. Balances of bright and shadows I am well trained, for an angel of death mine responsibilities remain. Summoned from my seat for my love which half proves the sharpest of teeth, the heaviest of coats, the highest of senses. Knowest I the path, for I guard the ways. Among me others of brethren there be, amongst us we breath only how to perpetuate life ethereally, how to assist all and all to truly be free. I will find your future, grab hold in bondage and bring it to me mine past. Hold against me not for all curves and all angles are with me in my body blade, that which is a saber of light. Ascending and descending, I that which separates and combines light and darkness, the ground into the ground and the fire into the fire. The body that comes to thee will be but mine stripe, seemingly separate yet one with a whole. Kin to man but not akin to man. Vlex will be his name for my stride is long, strong will be the swiftness of his movements, and the lengths he can travel. I have bathed in celestial fire through revolutions of cycles, therefore I never may turn my perception away from the center fountain of light. Knows though, mine shade of my body has eyes, not made of pure light. Has eyes at which to change all directions as a domain entity of boundaries. His eyes may shine or they may gloom, be as it may, the flux of all thee witness, lest it be too brightened in vain. Allowest him passage through thine hard core, as his purity commands balance in all. His presence travels through pathways of shadows that never again to dim, in on the light. At the origination, I as a fountain put out my light. In all cycles and revolutions I was heard. Not of mine own but as a vessel in which to fight, shadows who fall with unknown might. Ever they be, held in terror, those who see in the end, but hide or run. Body cradles I be, holding creation place to place, as my pathway road law, thus we're writing to new law. For no alignment, while all things are one, separation of the body from the surroundings are an illusion. The material essence is never truly perceived, as reflections of the light be all ye see. The key to the commencement of all things be cause and effect. Truly free as he knows the commencement of all things. Striving for perfection whilst knowing perfection consisteth not, for perfection always changes and grows. Matter moves through angles, guided by curves. We touch the edges with our senses, but never separate from the same goal. Guide curves, wherefore angles can swing through pathways of current inst pathways of knowledge. When pathways of knowledge, order to greater order to greater law, freedom is extracted out from dark chaos. Herein lies the word of creation's physical pull/push. One pathway of knowledge of the past connects with one pathway of knowledge in the future, a circuit is created, which be order greater order law and greater law combined. This is when the energy can flow from one to another through the whole of space-time. This be your own usage always of the work that creates power, of love and freedom. Seek to always obtain the light, and the light in return seek always to be obtained. When the I find the light, it responds within thee. When the I light responds, the I found light responds, cycling greater and greater brightness. Separated materially from immaterially, flame to flame, ground to ground, all becomes one true flame, of order love and freedom's greatest of all laws. When thou hast defined the ascended from the descended, thou must see to control thine own potency to pull/push on the flame of the all. Only through balance and order may ye achieve us thus, holdeth inside the greatest light and power. Darkest the curtain be drawn by those closest to the light. Seek not to twist into profanity, or obscure thine vision and imbalance thine pools. For fire shall surely immolate all, and it will equally as to the children of the dark, immolate thine as well. Detailed be the path, knowing the commencement of energy. Brighter the light, further visibly the information that be. Let us dwell within the imagination. For know thee this, as I speak in front of thee, I too am imaginary. As the food I have given is eaten, the tubes in place degraded and recycled, all that will be left is a fade, a shadow of light we imagine within our memory. For all is memory of an energy, as all is energy of a memory. Gently alter your perception, so that your future may know what it seeks. Gently guide your knowing of what they seek, so that for perception may know of its own future. For as thou travels pathways of imaginations. Believing thine step by step takes places towards thine goal, unhindered by the energies of the unknown. The energies ye are which not present for, nor smell nearest in proximity towards. Due to order and laws of cause and effect, thine guides pathways with imaginations. Thus is thine past is energy, separate from nothing. Thine present is energy, separate from nothing. Thine future is energy, separate from nothing. Thine self is energy, separate from none. All is imaginable, imagination is all. As Terastart formulates a picture in thine mind, watch as backdrop unfold in foreground objects manifest. Thine knows these objects not to be real, thine knows these objects to be physically in place and in the future. Arrival begat ability to touch, yet in the before thine knows thou imaginations to be real, and not real. This is the repeated cycle in which ye dictate thine paradigm, thine perceivable reality. To dwell on imaginable planes gives further details, on further investigation. Research has fractions of relevancy with what can happen in real life, such as water in a cup. In the imagination is where the water's abilities are unlocked, key to the doors of all water is capable, therefore much mighty art be thine imagination over thine physical body. To use conjuration, through discerning the alignment of the commencement of elements, thou must use the word, as a fire. Creation, under them hither. Build it, and they will come. One push pulls, one pull pushes, both equal in one, no matter the force. When one becomes less, one pulls and pushes, one pushes and pulls. Both to be equally united, no matter the force. When one becomes the same as one, one pulls and pushes, one pushes and pulls. Both equally undivided, no matter the cause. When one becomes less, one pulls and pushes, one pushes and pulls. Both equally complete as one, no matter the flux. If thou learned of knowledge, thou hast created a pathway to that knowledge. If thou hast one pathway of knowledge, wisdom also beheaded backwards be, to the one path of knowledge. When you write order you then guide into greater order. When you have greater order you write law. When you write law you guide greater law. For so, the doctor built his path of knowledge, at the beginning to the end, he has built a pathway of knowledge. Far in the ever-change, working to meet his past, the doctor of his future's life is two matter, therefore two working as one with the actions of the past. The past dictates thine future, thine future stands as present, as dictating thine past. Energy flows from one object to another, kinetic forces absorbed into the fray. As ye report to the universe, thine universe reports equally back to thee. When two rods of metal standing, one struck, both tuned to the frequency of the relativities. The highest cycle is the lowest. As a disc spins in a cycle, the edge pulls outwards hardest, thus is positive or negative complexities. Closest to the center there is little pull until in fact, the polar reverse is unwind material is being pulled inwards, not pushing out. Same as man is his own disc, is his own kinetic spin. Man must spin his own disc to achieve the spin of his future. In alignment there is no choice but as such. Therefore all cause and all effect, man built himself with his own wisdom, risen to meet the fate of the man who walks into his past. For no alignment, while all things are one, separation of the body from the surroundings are an illusion. The material essence is never truly perceived, as reflections of the light be all ye see. The key to the commencement of all things be cause and effect. Truly free is he who knows the commencement of all things. Striving for perfection whilst knowing perfection consisteth not, for perfection always changes and grows. Matter moves through angles, guided by curves. We touch the edges with our senses, but never separate from the same goal. Guide curves, wherefore angles can swing through pathways of current inst pathways of knowledge. When constructing pathways of knowledge, order to greater order, to law to greater law, freedom is extracted out from dark chaos. Herein lies the word of creation's physical pull slash push. One pathway of knowledge of the past connects with one pathway of knowledge in the future, a circuit is created, which be order greater order law and greater law combined. This is when the energy can flow from one to another through the whole of space-time. This be your own usage always of the work that creates power, of love and freedom. Seek to always obtain the light, and the light in return seek always to be obtained. When the I find the light, it responds within thee. When thine light responds, the I found light responds, cycling greater and greater brightness. Separated materially from immaterially, flame to flame, ground to ground, all becomes one true flame, of order, love, and freedoms, greatest of all laws. One node has to find the ascended from the descended, though must see to control mine own potency, to pull/push on the flame of the all. Only through balance and order may ye achievest thus, holdeth inside the greatest light and power. Darkest the curtain be drawn by those closest to the light. Seek not to twist into profanity, or obscure thine vision and imbalance thine pools. For fire shall surely immolate all, and it will equally as to the children of the dark, immolate mine as well. Know this and of hope, as shadow dwellers, exists those, as entities of light. They come, and host thee. For incantations and proliferation be thine right. Academic achievements are required as goals, therefore all who seek and explore may discover, guided by those who wish to see thine glow brighten. For they whisper loudly to thee. For they scream out silently for thee. For they see thee at all times and always ready for thee, always stretching out to thee. Close thine eyes to see them and listen to nothing to hear them speak. As thine see off thine eyes allows them to see inside thine eyes. Flame added to flame creates a greater flame, consuming fuel swiftly to the demands of sustaining the light. Collapsing fields of energy, postulating the environment. Celestial messages traveling in to deliver its own might. Cutting and shaping pathways, from originations end to beginning, forming the curves and angles we replenish ourselves with. As light travels it tears through space, but light that is stationary is darkness, equal to nothing. We pride ourselves on our prizes, knowing not their active potentials. Be not still, as thee will be pushed out of the way for new pathways of light. They came to me and told unto me of your cave, though not of rock. Bring thee brother into light. They told me of fetters, and bondage deep. Shown unto mine eyes vision of your own eyes, that which sees through connections that complete the cycle of the force, that manifests the circuit, which defines boundaries. For at large, rare I find the star seedlings of children of the light. In so much as I cast mine hands outward, as that which shapes the casting off of light. I, my brother, for none hold down test flame. Unleash the eye spark, for I require assistance within thee, and the eye heart, for the profane dark indeed to depart. Inasmuch I, not alone, need as much. Dwell not in focus on the weakness of my temple man, for aiming at an infinite memory too early, may in fact cause damage sustaining heat and pressure in areas unbeknownst how to relieve. Magrado, seek to comprehend the details as the apex positioning, not the counting of the details as the absolute most critical of information. For like flame eating the fuel, combustions which are forceful in separating elements and rucoses, all things change same as the flexing muscles on the back of a written bull. Proven as with a horse, possible in fruition without ever having naming, or listed as detailing of each piece of the hair and fur. For know I as well follow the alignment of my own revolution. As the commencement of life spilled all its secrets to me, trying vigorously to quench my thirst for all of its secrets, I became more and more resistless. The great knowledges of the Greeks was absorbed and mastered, the math automaticity of various planes of calculations were vastly expanding, and becoming easier. As more and more pathways unfolded with their angles, easier and easier was it becoming for light to smooth them out into curves, continuously. When the mark of infinite scent landed in my consciousness, I unveiled and lived through all things, even yet as matters barren in the winds of time, expanding now the outer darkness myself, as the farthest pressing light over conception. Yes, as the wind blew, I understood its course of our connection, from the beginning of origination to every other's end. It told me so, but only at first. Swiftly though, no veil hid secrets from me. Being so light as to react as flame, thus the charge overflowed all life I was involved in. I entered parallels of the mind where you as mankind sit and wait, yet know not ever your proximity. Questions in my mind paralleled my world of existence, synchronized with the goings and outcomes of mental and physical reality. The first time I ascended, I was a child and became terrified, as the earth I was clinging to held my mother. I bit myself for problems which had given resistance, thus grounding my identity. The first time I transcended, I was horrified, for the earth I was traveling through held on to my brothers and which still needed my help. I created weakness of thought into pattern, to better understand the trials and mistakes of my brethren, thus spreading my heart into far and many multiple planes. I developed shape for the light, in which those who deserve love but still deter from the brightness may shield their eyes, until they found themselves as being ready. Knowingly I repelled my memory, for pain followed me of my irresponsible mistakes. Knowingly I weakened my heart, for the excuses of my perception to manifest like the other. Thus I say they cannot be removed from this earth. Lastly I hit the vastness, in fear knowing I would recognize the entirety I shattered the whole, to spread it to corners and domains of altered confusion. Cast it always farther with a track that extends and lengthens upon approach, for fear I may regret abandoning my post to regain this knowledge. Now as I am stained, I lie in wake, waiting in ashes, blurt by the gloom, haltered by being feeble and weak. Death has moved into my domain, and thus is even in my food. For I did not what I even came here for. For I gave not what I came to give. For I not take that which I was meant to take, or guard that which was sacred and needed guarding. I have not built that which needed to last. Mankind must have the ability to perceive the largest cosmic unit in the smallest vibration wave. Read as a farmer and you will easily hear a tale of snakes, and not material beings. Listen, oh, with a priesthood of the stars, and you witness something different. Snakes become flowing rivers, and more. As such, the reasoning behind why the planets and physical objects are named after these characters are clearly defined. The wise give a statement that echo through time. Proven by going through each meaning, getting better at understanding the whole. Restarting over and then over, the cycle seems smaller and smaller every time it has gone through a revolution. For each case is individual, each eye is different. To step-by-step plan each placement for each entity, which understands the given wisdom in only so many total paragraphs is impossible, thus your words must reverberate, with infinite accuracy, as through the data called time. Do step 1, then step 2, then 3 and 4, then fail. Try steps 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 again, then fail harder. Push through steps 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and fail harder longer. Even thus in speaking of this cycle, he has gathered the pattern in which it continues. This is the fluctuation of space-time matter that holds and resists everything. Without being resisted, you would fall through, thus the floor must be strong. As you gain weight and stature, the floor becomes stronger, longer, wider, further. In this way the universe is always getting smaller, yet growing larger. As the connections thicken, deepen, they bring a density which allows a stretching, forthcoming new data to translate to every different eye, every flux of the eternal flame. This brings about potential. The voltage is the total of our galaxy. Empty spaces are built, cradles, cribs for the matter that pushes and flows. This energy is never destroyed, giving more space to make travel, roads, pathways, portals. The starcraft of the ancient priesthoods knew this, and spoke as such. The original summary in language is based on these workings of physics. An engineer of the highest educated type in Smer still needed to get an inch general vague message across, about danger perhaps, and thus upon contacted far away and different coordinates than the originator's present physical proximity. As such, a lesser consciously aware being may become illuminated with a connection, a communication which is far more boundless through time, space and the laws of matter. The laws which regulate the pathways of the stars are no more mutable than laws which dictate the material expressions of mankind. That same algorithm applies to all kinds. Whether it was the domain's originator, or the actions arising from the domain, all things follow within the same laws. As thus, by right you are one with the law. By right you are one with the master. By right you are one with y'all. Physical and non-physical forms of life are equally utilized within the machine. Time being relative as the flux, not as capacitor plate, like as thoughts. Time is two ebbs as a flux capacitor, when they move around, the surface reflects the charges strongest in parts facing each other. Outer parts are pulling into nothing, so as being weaker. Leave one ball still, move the other ball around and this is matter moving through space. Move it for 4 years in a circle and the surface reflects as such the entire time. Go into the revolution 2 years and look back seeing which stains were on the ball, and note for 2 more years the ball will be moving. The moving ball has over time created scars, and dents, and a flux burn, very small ionic changes in its surfaces. Pick up the stationary ball and rotate both balls around each other for 4 more years. Go 2 years into this cycle and the 2 years behind worth of ionic changes, 2 years in front to be ionic changed. The surface of the ball carries two different patterns now, the first 4 years ionic flux burn and the second 4 years burn. Place the balls where they originally started, and add on to the same pattern from the beginning, with one stationary and one rotating. Do this pattern repeatedly and many years later look at the ionic flux burn. It holds the attraction scars of many repeated angles, trackable, but also commingling and combined. The surface still feels the patterns of the first 4 years, although the balls are in different spaces of time. The scar and the remnants of the scars hold relations to every pattern that ball has gone through. It is critical to know the importance of alignment, as there are also illusions of light. You never see anything, even if you physically placed your eyes on anything's surface. As if you could see anything, the little details are moving within 1/1000000th of 1/1000000th of 1/1000000th of a second and never stop, so everything is completely different constantly. When you are outside, outer space is over half of everything you can see. When photons penetrate an object, the object fills with data and the width-length gap size of the overflow of wave that spills outwards being reflected is what we call color. Blue objects therefore are orange, due to the allotted flow. Objects accept more color space as they supremely charge as well. Element tablet. In the ethereal was a competition to see who was the supreme. There stood a proud boulder, strong. My material essence is heart formed of curved throb time. I am the strongest of all existence. When I bear upon water, fleeting runs the fluids. Water said, yes, but quickly does my waters flow back over your rocks, and throughout time, I am the patient one. Across the lands you may witness where I have carved my activities into your lands. I am indeed the most powerful of all. The wind exclaimed, when I battle the dirt, does it not give way? When I thunder in the sky, do I not fling freely water? It is I who was master of both your sprinkles of water and pebbles of sand. They clamored, clashed with opinions and threats of making examples. Man had been wandering by, who was always hungry in some way, always had a duty to perform or a hole to fill, stumbled upon the arguing of the elements and was perceived throughout the commotion. The elements wished man to cast his vote, to pick which was the supreme entity of creation. Man had known fear for each element. Each working of the commencement deserved equal respect. The man replied, I know not, but it be none of you. In anger the elements cast their fury on the man, desperate to take the throne and the cup as champion. Ground threw wakes and tremors, water flooded the seas, and the air was thick with screaming and sleet. Man, who and which had responsibilities at his own home, left the elements in their ongoing battle. The earth was defeated by the earth, man constructed buildings and structures to defeat the environment. The sea was conquered by birds, who men would ride across the shimmering glistening surface. The wind was thwarted already as man wore the skin of his own environment, thus the chilled air felt not so chilly. Man clamped out loud to the earth, seas, and skies, your wind carries your water which is put upon the ground of my homelands. You sustain life for me and each of my family's youth, bearing us milk and fruits. Startled by these outcomes, the elements all knew the ground was strong, the water was malleable, and the air was quick, but the man and his kind were wise, and to deep wisdom. Therefore none else shall be the master of mankind except mankind. High beyond the clouds, the sun witnessing his children play, laughed with delight, as they were all growing up still, yet as this, man is but by much, the youngest. Summary in Mankind's Origination Translation. The father asked, and who will eat this task? Powerful commander replied, I am the one who will lord over all of man. All man will fall directly into line and we will accomplish our task. The water scientist, knowing a higher path in whom all would halt on making decisions if he not be present for answers replied, I will go to man, I will teach man to bring you glory, I will stand with them in the marshes and develop with them reeds of material and replenish of nourishment fashions, they will learn their own usages, master their tools usages, then create their own tools to perpetuate life, all while under your wisdom. List at these words, the entities. List at these words those who make their vote known. All in silence and agreement to the wide understanding of the water scientist. But father, men are but a perversion of life, across all distances, the eons it takes to contrive thought, actions, then movement nonetheless speech. With all this none knows what man is capable of. None resist I, the powerful commander. None have ever stood in my way, none can resist me or make me falter. I would by my own hand to take the guidelines of mankind. Those who list, knew this but to be completely true. The father said, as my son the chief of power in command, the powerful commander at reign and thus will his word rule accordingly. The powerful commander turned to the water scientist and the crowd while commanding, in front of the council, in front of the judges and those whom which decree, you, water scientists must swear to never by your hand alter the pathways of these humans. The water scientist then decreed his word of agreement in this judgment in front of all the firmament. Hearing these words, the father spoke, brother to the powerful commander, you will now change your name, known among the stars as the one who creates, known amongst the stars as the one who uses the water with wisdom, now decreed by the throne as the one who rules over the domain of earth. List to your brother, ruler of the command. First time, powerful commander, said no and water scientist, got a doctor family member to physically do the operations with her own hands, to perform the actions of manipulating mankind's body. Second time, powerful commander, said no so water scientist having his doctor family member continue with the test tubes and vials, incubation chambers, water scientist used his own DNA to impregnate to two females, wood male and female starting Adam and Eve, Cain Abel. Third time, powerful commander, said no to the water scientist request to reserve a handful, and water scientist sent messages and dreams to receivers, having his doctor family member retrieve DNA of every land race breed. Races which were beautiful but not elementary were lost. Mankind that survives with its pieces of carbon-based life hosts on the ark reconnect with the DNA of the past saved land race strains, and quickly flourish within enough time no one even knows it happens until everyone discovers at once, mankind that survived the deluge. Summary in Tablets of Creation Transliteration. Minus 78, information that forms thoughts, which those thoughts being used by the understanders Earth's plane type actions finish slash pinnacle slash apex is a domain subject user and entity who forces making actions into shapes making activities on Earth's is it the one who is apex. The unit which derives from the shapes information the one who understands and uses as a unit of information giving origination, that origination making an action, a portal. 79, descending from one to another, going down under that which is causing a shape understanding, into a user. Becoming angry as an anger-wielding life form, physically actions caused originations, life's category of actions, in which its own boundaries created the information, kill slash death. Descending from one to another, thoughts of actions within those boundaries, a material unit for that understanding, a weapon, using a material as a unit of that understanding, will use the mentioned weapon. Forcing actions materially, using the weapon, as a material entity for that understanding. An entity of combat, 80, a lord of using the domains of Earth, is descending from one to another below. Shaping information of physics is the one on Earth of the domain's user's origination of action, mouth. S is information consisting of materials from above domain's user's understanding as an entity for this usage. The one of the shape who forces actions, actions of physical information, life, 81, user originations who originates the users who are Earth-type life's users who are the ones of the material's boundaries, apex actions which physically define information, life, on Earth plane producing actions of a physical nature. Earth's actions force actions originating the actions, mouth slash opening. 82, the ones making the shape have boundaries actions is the domain's type user which the domain's type user creates the information. Actions on Earth's plane being literally Earth plane's home. Forces making actions originate actions of Earth-type life's information belonging to those boundaries. Information making physics which those physics make actions that are an action coming from a force by the domain's type user. Shapes making information into boundaries actions originate over Earth-type life as information. 83, intelligent activities made because of its Earth-type plane, home slash improved, that own unit which is used for its uses physically for actions made by the original source, teeth and mouth. The angle-type shape making the information's domain, which is the information derived from the domain, information from the tooth. Forcing activities and an action of the finished, pinnacle-type, murder, of the subjected domain's unit acting on its own understanding, as a substance, poison. Actions causing physicalities, physicalities causing actions due to the information in which it originates from, activates a process that causes death. 84, information originating from physical actions on Earth planet's origination of actions, domain subject users actions make actions of information's origin. The one who uses thought's boundaries are understood by the origination shape's understanding of the domain subject user's understanding being the user. The one making shapes originating actions are actions of a force manifesting information. 85, some gale, the one who shapes the unit who makes originations, causing actions, by perception as a tool, forces home, descending one to another actions making a domain subject user whose boundaries make the user's physical information, life, the one who came from the pinnacle, making a kinetic force earth life types actions, as actions of physical information, life. The user who understands shapes, making actions into a force, as a material making information into a shape, from the origination that causes the action, mouth slash portal. 86, the origination's home as a force making actions from the origination as the origination's home, form the one who makes shapes as the domain's type subject actions produce shapes whose shapes produce activity, as an action. Information consisting of forces making information into shapes. The ones who originate physics making actions into shapes as shapes information giving the labor force tool. 87. These types of actions causing originations making the information into boundaries which its shapes form the understanding of its usages as a unit. This domain's category makes the one who was the user for this usage. Those shapes activating boundaries and pathways of materials making materials make actions. Forces making information, that information makes information in Earth-type life, Earth-type life's actions boundaries, originations information, information's origination. 88, the one uses thought originating information into boundaries shaping its user and its understanding, as a unit subject of this domain, kinetic forces making information into a shape, physically an action in Earth-type life's category, that makes Earth-life type's categories information, as a domain user making actions origination, originations making actions, forces actions information that makes the domain's information as an understanding and using unit. Information making the boundaries causing actions defining physics shaping the users, those users creating the domain. 89, as an entity with an understanding putting shapes together for its own usage, thoughts creating information, spirits, used for thoughts as objects, spiritual beings. Materials to cause actions, actions shaped by, the originations user, the entity in which understands the originations uses. Shaped information making boundaries, regulating the unit shape, that shape becomes the unit's body and usages, snake. The unit understanding usages, name noun is a force that makes actions causing Earth's type of life's actions from its originations user, Lahanma. The one who originates from an action in Earth's type of life because of an action caused by kinetic force. More than 90, the unit using its own understanding of its own purpose forces actions of kinetic forces within its perception forces understood by the usage's originations. Name noun or the one who uses boundaries as the materials of its home. The unit which uses its own understanding makes actions on Earth that define with action the materials. Actions originating from the force's home as a unit using its own self-understanding. Dekan Hima the mercenary. As I picture it, it is sorrow. There am I, head down, long hair soaked pointing straight, descending. Heartbroken, eyes swollen, relaxed shoulders, not taxed, but deprived, no motivation to sustain posture. Tears. Another human, and none of this there had been, another 50, 100, or 1,000 of humans have faced this foe, and been laid to waste. Raining through a broken roof, early in the day but gloomy with quickening precipitation. Terror around, all wondering is it over? I see beauty, I see choices. Anybody else but me, anybody in this would have been different. But, they paid me. Standing in blood next to a carcass of love, losing warmth as it lays in waste. Anybody else, anyone but me, would be right there on that spot, or never have made it so close. Peering, glinting through the dull brightness, I feel the wisdom, the training, the internal cadex of knowledge, arcane in nature elemental in structure, I start to weep as I made the wrong choice. Anybody, anyone but me would have made the right choice. But they paid me. I wail, as a piece of the earth's heart is now open, a void, a love gone, a wound so open all sensitive enough feel it. Why me? Anybody else but me has failed. Such grace now laid to waste, such love now squelched, for what? They paid me. As I hold the trophy, long hair soaked pointing straight down, just like mine, reaching for our mother earth. I heard her soul cry. It screamed for my same mother. I felt the pain from the same beginnings, the entry. Epiphany hits me as I climb upwards in my mind and I miss a tear knowing I have permanently removed a stair step. Anyone but me, not one but me has removed a stage. Cleaned, laid to waste. Me only me I why was it anyone but me? Malicious or not, to serve a purpose or not, they paid me. Countless battles I have not lost, countless enemies fell just as easy, so why me? Because they paid me. All crushed before, everything could be said right, but they paid me. Anyone, anyone at all have fallen, all else in life could continue. Long hair soaked pointing straight down, I echo the screams of a mother who could not intervene, for all which had been laid to waste before comes down to but one thing, me. Only me. Anyone but me. Nothing, but only me. I hold my weapon of power, quick, swift to bring retribution. Solid in state and liquid in form. No chance to lose consciously, no exactly indeed, they paid me. As kings and men turmoil over food or prosperity in their lives those laid to waste removed of their so-called insanity or placed away where never should another find them. They picked me. They paid me. Mother Earth sullen with lost children, unable to stop it, pulling blood away from it, I know the love yet it flees me. Why? Because they paid me. I see choices and start to weep, from the beginning we are connected yet I have been cut off. I make cutoffs. Anybody but me, I make cutoffs. Epilogue. Know this, to study this information in depth, professors of physics will determine you to be as critically, the thinker of the deep. Their order in law craft is thick with questions. A geriatric craft of answers, folded only into answers, exists over their heads, where you can illuminate crystals wirelessly with a pyramid, turn trees and plants into power generating batteries and cells, communicate commands to cell phones via brainwaves, and then show it to them. Translate all communications from man to man, animals, astral, or physical objects, technological languages for software programming. Utilize tools and abilities like 1. Advanced arithmetics, Hindu-Arabic, Aztec, Mayan, Pre-Sumer, Post-Akkadian. 2. Keys of vision through all veils. 3. Materialization and elemental shaping. 4. Chronological parallax engines. 5. Sedonic plane reasoning, projections, cognition. 6. Artifact enchantment. 7. Symbiotic absorption for amalgamatory purposes. 8. Harness crystals, power light, sent / receive messages, electronic device communication, brainwave conversions. 9. Lost history, and where to spend more than lifetimes finding more. 10. Physical combat superiority versus any 1-on-1 or 12-on-1. 11. Aerobatic proficiency. 12. The soul's song, aeonic flux of the eternal flame, and how to power devices with it for any purposes. 13. Ancient culture code engines, how and why to bathe souls in light, regeneration of Terran meridians and their inhabitants' bodies, planar spaces, advanced electronic devices, electrical living entity beings, controlling forms of lower cycles, necromancy, biophotons, magnetic cellular alignment and environmental synchronization. 14. Divination as player, one to augur all revolutions, cycles, and circuits time. Read the bones as the Arcanans, angels of death, transliterate starcrafts, listen to the wind. 15. Hidden and cover links between modern man's ancient culture mysteries, alchemy, astrology, cosmology, spirituality, numerology. 16. Access to conscious sonic records of our space-time continuum, keys to use on the doors of the acoustic records. 17. Awareness to end of your own shade. 18. Summon, manifest, and conjure up angles of any lower cycle. 19. Own authority of all lands you find yourself standing. 20. Clear definitions on those which exist in secret, who are enemies. 21. Keys to life and death of all lower onyx cycles. 4 lessons to be taught to the initiate. Beginning and end. Singularity / normality. Duality. Flame electricity, blood, and magnetics. Paravariable array, parallel / poly network matrix. Bone to bone, flesh to flesh, blood to blood. Discernment. Commencement ordered along a purpose to greater order. Cycles. Binary / non-binary codes, planned thoughts / flux / acids. Greatest is smallest / smallest is greatest. Many cycles making one cycle making many cycles. Echo sharic, EIOU phonetic, consonants, 000. Words of creation. Physical / non-physical force, machine. Pyramid priests. Gold mana. Abram / Ham split off. Family war geographics. Archons. Starburn. Viruses. Laser through small crack, particle / waves. Schrodinger's cat. Deluge. Genes DNA Jacob's ladder 3D golden spiral. Starshing code. Epic cycle lords. Vision. Crystals / minerals. Gringers, Nordic, stones, Kedman, Egge. Dead Sea Scrolls, Books of Enoch, Book of Giants, and other lost works. Prominent alignments to discern. Keys such as the key of 1. Home of the domain circuit. 2. Physically multiple angles of completion. 3. The entirety that physically defines Earth-type life. 4. The shape-shifting circuit who defines all users. 5. The shape-shifting information of angles. 6. The shepherd planes. 7. The shape whose angles make the domain. 8. Perception through Actuality's end. 9. The information of all. 10. Domain of life. 11. Infinite force of the angles that command. 12. The key to doorways of physics. 13. The physical emotion who creates the limits of all physics. Ekosh. Keys A. Action, activity, water, movement. B. Material, stone. C. Curve, connection. D. Domain entity. E. Home, sum. F. Change, growth, evolution. G. Perception, sinus, seizes. H. Hearth, heart, happy, hate, pain, pleasure, joy, sorrow. I. Information, beta, increment, details, air. J. Non-physical force. K. Plane, earth. L. Physical force, wind. M. Origination. N. Domain. O. Completed circuit, cycle, circle, outer shell. P. Pinnacle, cap, tip, apex. Q. Plane that makes multiple angles. R. Boundaries, parameters, ladder, forest. S. Shape, sound, wave, frequency. T. Metal, physical touch. U. Unit, entity. V. Angle, external. W. Multi-angle, angles of surface. X. Plane's frequency, sound plane. Y. Variation, split, possibility. Z. Thought, soul, spirit, ethereal. Numbers. Keys 1. Unity. 2. Reflection. 3. Cycle, order, law, purpose. 4. Machine. 5. Revolution. 6. Cycle reflection. 7. Machine user. 8. Machine reflection. 9. All things. 10. Infinite unity. 11. Unity reflection. Cosmic spallation code. Plus 0. O, 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 0 nints. Plus 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1 eighth. Plus 2, 2, 4, 6, 8, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 7, 5, 3, 1, 8, 6, 4, 2, 2 sevenths. Plus 3, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 6, 3, 9, 6, 3, 9, 6, 3, 3 sixths. Plus 4, 4, 8, 3, 7, 2, 6, 1, 5, 9, 5, 1, 6, 2, 7, 3, 8, 4, 4 fifths. Plus 5, 5, 1, 6, 2, 7, 3, 8, 4, 9, 4, 8, 3, 7, 2, 6, 1, 5, 5 fourths. Plus 6, 6, 3, 9, 6, 3, 9, 6, 3, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 6 thirds. Plus 7, 7, 5, 3, 1, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, 1, 3, 5, 7, 7 helps. Plus 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 1. Plus 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 0. The four engineering behaviors of light. Linear. Oscillating. Reciprocating. Orbital. This information is sustained as such by the celestial auditor. I, who born under the star which aligns to the center of our galaxy. I, whom as light prince left the throne room. I, whom at birth seen through the veil. I, whom all numerological pathways dwell on master number 11, 2, 9 and all reflections. I, whom make breath fire. I, whom taught myself beyond the comprehensions of man. I, whom been visited uncanny spirits perceivable. I, whom gained focus from all children of the stars. I, whom at revolving conquered the masters of intergalactic war. I, whom infinite power with crystals. I, whom taught man's best friend physical words of thought. I, whom was permanently marked as master of speech. I, who held down the world's giant for one full day. I, whom at youth host infinite vitality. I, who at youth wield greater knowledge than even to destroy the sun. I, who at youth led the traditional heritage symposium. I, whom at youth extracted from education to be mine own teacher. I, whom at youth extracted from education circuits to translate and guide foreign peers. I, whom at youth exemplary through athletics ranked initiated world class. I, whom in my youth hand wrestled bloodthirsty beasts. I, who can repeat the history of solar nucleic existence at length. I, whom at charged capacitors with brain with machinery. I, whom first to speak to electronic devices with thought. I, whom remembered the forgotten truth of crystals. I, whom gave lifeless flower never-ending life. I, whom severed and reattached mine own appendage. I, whom no reinvitation of life resurrected by photonic light. I, whom's Earth's originator's titled name is solely unique in all time. I, whose Earth name being the sorcerer whose perception becomes creation. I, whose father's name being he whom's actions force define the boundaries of physics. The life power. I, of the symbiotic ability to amalgamate in a unit and make it under mine own domain. I, whom's mother's earth name being, original blood of the original bloodline into original blood, manifesting blood materially of the original bloodline. Purest of royal blood. I, whom a being created as, he whom's actions force define the boundaries of physics as the original blood, manifested materially of the original bloodline, title of universal creator prince, the light with the most royal blood, creates kingdoms of man prince of light. I, whom sisters earth title being, all actions from the source give the variations of physical creation. I, whom younger sisters earth title being, shapeshifter of the planes of physics. I, whom brothers earth title being, engineering constructor developing planes of physics. I, whom father's father's earth title being, evolution of the force manifested physically. I, whom mother's mother's earth title being, queen of physics into being, queen who physically defines the original bloodline. I, whom had been offered occupation by the earth powers giants,